An amazing new initiative mentored by Emile Ugavule and Gabrielle Metcalf, founded by Idil Ismail and co-produced by Calcadon Forward, called Tell Your Story, creates a safe, open and inclusive space for culturally and linguistically diverse young people to bring their unique experiences and backgrounds to the forefront of storytelling and performing to Australian arts communities. On the program, I have co-producer Calcadon Forward here to discuss more about Tell Your Story. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, Calcadon, tell us more about Tell Your Story and what inspired this initiative to come about.
Well, the Tell Your Story program, like you said, is an initiative that was created by Idil Ismail to close the gap between culturally and linguistically diverse ethnic minority groups in the arts industry. We hoped that the program would facilitate the much needed change and open the pathway for young people with these particular backgrounds to be involved in the arts programs and in the arts industry here. And we came to realize that a lot of these arts programs and classes that were running were extremely expensive. And so we created this course at no extra cost to students to remove that financial burden and to hopefully encourage them to come into this space where they belong and to explore their identities and share their stories.
A really important initiative. And why is there a gap between ethnic communities and the arts industry at the moment?
I think there's a few reasons. I think we found that the main one was the expenses, the financial burden. And in some of these communities, the arts is not, it's almost like a luxury to lots of them are first generation and they've come to create, their parents have come to create a better life for their kids. So the options are not really to explore arts, rather to get a job and to make a living that is a bit more secure. So, and I think the representation maybe in this current industry doesn't really reflect many people from these particular backgrounds. So the space isn't very inviting at the moment, and that's why we're trying to encourage more of these particular backgrounds to come in, because it's, even though it's not as encouraged, it's very much needed and there is a space for everybody.
I have to agree with you there. I think, as well as what you were saying before, it's so important to express identity through performance. I grew up doing a lot of theatre work, and I know that it's so important individually as well for everybody to sort of express themselves on stage or in another sort of cultural or creative outlet, because it's important to your identity and storytelling as well, which is why I want you to explain why storytelling from all ethnicities and backgrounds is so important, especially in creative spaces such as the Australian arts community.
Well, I think at the heart of storytelling and story acting is listening. And so I think it's so important for us to be in spaces where we're listening to other people's stories and experiences and really taking that on board and not only accepting it, but encouraging, embracing these changes, because Australia is a multicultural society. So we're all from different places. We've all come from somewhere. And I think it's important for us to keep our ears open and accept these stories, embrace them just as much.
You're on the record with Madeline Lombardi, and I'm joined by co-producer of initiative Tell Your Story, Calcadon Forward, and we're discussing its importance in the Australian art scene. So there's a school holiday program coming up in April. Can you explain who it's for and more about the details?
So the program is specifically for cowed youth from diverse backgrounds. We're looking for students that are interested in expressing themselves creatively through the arts. The objective of the course is to encourage young people to explore their own unique identities and others with others in similar circumstances. The Tell Your Story program is a two-day workshop running from the 11th and the 12th of April at the Herb Graham Rec Centre in Mirrabooka from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And you can sign up by the tellyourstoryarts.org, our website, or our Instagram page, which is Tell Your Story Arts. We have some spots available, so we'd love more participants.
And can you tell us a little... You go.
Sorry, the ages are from 14 to 17 years old.
Beautiful. And can you tell us a bit of how the program will sort of run?
So we'll do skill building over the 2 days. We'll have probably skill building classes in the morning, voice, movement. And then in the afternoons, we probably encourage the students to explore their own stories and come up with device pieces. So on the last day, we're hoping to have the students perform to their parents or their family members, the public.
Amazing.
We're in a situation where we have students listening, adults listening to the students or the kids, and the children listening to other classmates and their stories and sharing their ideas, which I think is a beautiful thing and maybe something that hasn't been explored with these kids yet.
For sure. And will we expect to see more programs run in the future? So I know you've just got the two, as you've mentioned, on the 11th and the 12th of April. And I had a bit of a look at the website. Will we be expecting to sort of see more happen in the future?
Yes. Yeah. Our aim is to do more courses, hopefully longer courses, and bringing in other programs such like business or arts, other things, not just acting, creative things. So yeah, we're looking forward to exploring that.
Beautiful. All the best on your endeavours with this initiative. I had a bit of a look on the website and it's fantastic. And I'm encouraging our listeners, if you're listening at the moment and this seems like something for you or your child, definitely enrol because it's a fantastic initiative that Calcutta and the rest of the team have put together. So thank you so much for joining us on the record. We appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me.